First pack of Edis, Mishnah Yud Beis, 12th Mishnah. Eilu Dvarim Shechazu Beis Hillel Lohayis Kedir Beis Shammai. Giving a list of certain places where they still eventually agreed to Beis Shammai. Ish Shabam Dina Sayyam V'Amr Meis Baili. A woman came from out of town and she said, my husband died. Tinase, we believe her. Here, even though you normally need two Edim to permit a woman to be a married woman to get remarried. Over here, that's special Svaris. That's something that will be revealed if he's dead or not. He could come back. And a woman's concerned. There are all kinds of stringencies that were made. If he was alive, she's going to have to get divorced from the new husband, from the old husband, and all the children of Mamzerim. The kids are, so they relied on these Svaris to trust her. Meis Baili, she said, my husband died. Also Tisiyabim, she's allowed to marry his brother. Basil said, no, Chazal trusted her only in a case when she is coming from the field that they were harvesting things, and she said that at the time he was harvesting things, he was bit by a snake and he died. It doesn't make a difference if he's coming from harvesting wheat, he was harvesting olives, coming from overseas. They only talked about a woman testifying coming from the harvesting of the grain, because this was something that happened. There was a case that happened that a person was bit by a snake during the harvesting. But lab after that case, any case that she comes and says my husband died, she's believed. Basil eventually paskin like Beis Shammai accepted his claim. Another machlokes. Beis Shammai yomim tinasu titok suvasa. Shammai says once she gets, since we're permitting her to get remarried, she's entitled to collect the ksuv from her first husband. Basil yomim tinasu v'loy titok suvasa. She's not entitled to get the ksuv from the first husband. Her first husband is Yorshim, and here it is. Descendants. You're permitting her to get remarried, which is it's a skilo, it's a chenik, a death penalty for such a thing. So you're not going to be permitted to collect her ksuda, which is only money. We see that by the fact that she says her husband died, their brothers, who are the yoshim of her husband, will not get the inheritance. So we see we don't believe in respect to monetary issues. Shammai said, but here's the difference. Because this is something intrinsic in the fact that she's getting remarried. I mean, Sefer Ksuva is Nilma. It says in the Ksuva itself, Shukosev Lo, he writes in the Sefer Ksuva, Shem Tinosi La'achatit L'mashukosev Lichi. When you remarry, you're entitled to this Ksuva. So what it says in the Ksuva is that as long as you're able to get remarried, you get the Ksuva. So here the monetary issue is totally in the fact she could get remarried. So you can't say she get remarried and won't get the Ksuva. Except this time of it here, even though we don't trust and respect the many monetary issues, but here the monetary issue is linked to the fact that she can't get remarried, since she can't get remarried, so she gets exposed.